Leaders of the Senate Finance Committee plan to announce the details of their Medicare bill today. The measure would add a prescription drug benefit to the program, and it urges creation of new types of private health plans. The bill's supporters say these new plans would provide better and more cost-effective health care. NPR's Julie Rovner reports the new plans also have potential pitfalls.
Medicare Administrator Tom Scully is among those most excited about creating new preferred provider organizations, or PPOs, for Medicare. At a Finance Committee hearing last week, Scully said the managed care plans could help update Medicare's now antiquated benefits package, which doesn't even cover prescription drugs. And Scully pointed out that PPOs are the type of coverage most working people have now.
It may not be for all seniors, but that's what 70% of the people who are under the age of 65 choose. And we think that if seniors have that option, they'll get a much more efficient insurance package with much better benefits and a much better structure that is a lot easier for people to provide in an efficient model.
The Bush administration originally wanted to provide broad coverage of prescription drugs only through the PPOs or other private plans as a way to entice beneficiaries to leave Medicare's traditional fee-for-service program. But key senators balked at that. They fear that private plans might not bother to set up shop in rural areas, much as they ignored changes Congress made in 1997 intended to encourage HMOs to serve sparsely populated regions. But Scully says that while HMOs aren't generally available in rural America, PPOs are.
100% of the hospitals in Wyoming are in the Blue Cross plan. So when you get outside of urban areas, PPOs essentially are fee-for-service. And every hospital in Wyoming's in the Blue Cross plan. Every hospital in Maine's in the Blue Cross plan.
Most rural hospitals are in the major national PPOs. That's not necessarily the case with most rural doctors, though, according to two recent studies. Both looked at the plan that serves federal workers and their families, which is being held up as a model for Medicare reform. One study found that of six national PPOs in the federal plan, only two had doctors within an hour's drive of Lebanon, Kansas, the geographical center of the lower 48 states. The other study by the consumer group Public Citizen looked at 20 counties in Iowa to compare how many doctors participate in Medicare and how many participate in the federal worker PPOs. Ben Peck is the group's legislative representative.
We found that only about half as many doctors participate in private PPO plans as participate in the Medicare program.
And that was for the federal Blue Cross Blue Shield program, by far the broadest of the plans, Peck says.
Once you go to the smaller plans below the best, below Blue Cross Blue Shield, you find that only 15% of the doctors that participate with Medicare participate in these private plans. That means that seniors are looking at an 85% chance that their doctor's not going to participate with one of these private plans.
People in PPOs can get care from a doctor who doesn't belong to their plan, but it can get expensive. Most PPOs say they'll pay 75% or 80% of the cost of such out-of-network care, but Urban Institute economist Marilyn Moon says there's something the average PPO doesn't tell patients.
It says we're going to pay either 75% or 80% of what is a reasonable charge. They get to decide what's a reasonable charge, and they don't have to tell you what that is before the fact. And the sad fact is that in many cases, the reasonable charge is not even half of what the physician actually charges.
Moon says for her, this isn't just theoretical.
In downtown Washington, where I go to a very good internist who charges me $75 for an intermediate visit, my PPO says that's worth $31.20, and they pay 80% of the $31.20. That is, they pay a little over $25. I pay the difference, so I'm paying two-thirds of the costs.
Backers of PPOs for Medicare say they can provide benefits the traditional program doesn't, like special disease management services for those suffering from chronic ailments. But those who doubt whether PPOs will appeal to Medicare beneficiaries say Congress ought to find ways to add new benefits directly to the traditional Medicare program instead. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.